good news is I don't think we're going to have to wait until the very end of the week to get to below flood stage. It actually should happen sometime Tuesday evening. We're probably going to get down to that 15 feet at New Boston. But like what folks have been seeing, this is not a fast process. So getting below flood stage, we're only talking like a hundredth of a foot. So you really won't be able to visually tell much of a difference about it getting below flood stage, though technically it will by Wednesday morning, unless things would get a very untimely rain shower. That would probably happen by the time you get up and have a cup of coffee Wednesday morning. You're going to be below 15 feet technically. More notably, I think by the time we get toward Friday and Saturday, we should be down around 14 feet at New Boston, which should be notably back in its banks. We are at that point a foot below flood stage, and things should be getting back down to a point where folks can start using the river more readily.
And then just a bit downstream, is the same picture true for Keysburg then as well?
A little bit more delayed. It's the same steady fall that we're looking for. So we're just falling a few hundredths of a foot per hour. It's, like I said, a very, very slow fall. We should reach the flood stage of 14 feet at Keysburg Friday morning. So kind of overnight Thursday into Friday morning, we'll get down to 14 feet of flood stage. Right now we're about 14.7, so we're talking about an entire work week to fall 7/10 of a foot, so very slow fall. The good news beyond that, we are expecting that slow fall to continue. By the time we get toward, let's say, Sunday evening, we're talking about a river stage at Keysburg down to 13 feet, which is a foot below flood stage at that time. So again, by the time we get toward next weekend, the river should be able to be used more readily for folks that really need to get out. They should be out there without seeing any flooding conditions along the river at that point.
And I guess the frustration for people along the Mississippi River, and specifically these two locations, is that it's almost kind of unfair to say a slow descent over the past 90 days, because yes, you'd make a little headway, and then 2 days later, you'd see an excessive amount of rain, and the river would go back up again. So now we're in a trend where it should be the gradual descent that I guess people have been waiting for a long time, not this up and down stuff.
I think we're still in a risk area of seeing any kind of heavy rain upstream could cause an additional rise, but we're not talking about, before when we were talking about that, we're fluctuating generally between moderate and major flooding, mostly in major flooding. We were at a high risk of seeing rises before. Now that we're seeing the whole length of the Mississippi, kind of from, the Keysburg area upstream, has been falling for some time. So a lot of that water is finally downstream of us, and while we are still at risk, maybe more than normal, I think the chances of seeing any significant flooding are considerably lower risk than what they had been.